Well, hello, this is Renee Godofroy again. I'm back, another video. I mean, you got to give me some credit, right? I'm giving you a lot of information here, but understand this. What I'm giving you, I'm just trying to get you going, to get you started, because it's just, there's so much that I have that I can share with you. I am one of the best students out there because, you know, in the last 15 years, I mean, I spent thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to go learn from the gurus and get information, and I synthesize it, and I take all this information and I bring the essence and I say, here is what you need to succeed. So in this video, I want to share something powerful with you. If you watch the other videos, if not, you need to get on my list, put your name, put your email address, and then on my list, actually, let me see, the list is to your right there. In videos, it's really hard sometimes to know where's my left, where's your right, because, you know, this is my left, and I say, go to your right, that's where the list is, that's where you put your name and your email address. So anyway, something that I had to learn when I was learning how to create videos. Now, let me share what I want to share with you here. I want you to begin to look at your topic. I want you to begin to look at every topic that you have in mind that you want to talk about. I want you to begin to develop a philosophy about your topic. Because people will respect you because you have a philosophy on things. And for example, what is your philosophy about money? You know, there are people who believe that money is evil. There are people who believe that money is for greedy people. There are some people who believe that, you know, if you're rich, you're not going to go to heaven. There are people who believe that maybe they can win the lottery. So different philosophies and beliefs about money. But I want you to come and then write, what do you really believe about money? Okay. So do you really believe that, you know, money is yours and you're supposed to have all the money that you want in the world? And do you believe that there are certain things that you must do in order to become a magnet to attract money into your life? So what is that philosophy? Okay. So what is your philosophy about success? What is your philosophy about work? So begin to write your philosophy. For example, let's say you want to talk about leadership. Well, what is your philosophy about leadership? Okay. Now, this is the exercise that I want you to do, to begin to develop a philosophy on different topics, on different subjects. Okay. So, but the next point is more powerful. Once you have a philosophy, do not waver. Do not waver. What do I mean by that? You have to stand firm. So, in other words, there's no gray area. It's black. It's white. So I believe if you do these three things that I'm sharing with you, you will be successful beyond your imagination. You don't need anything else. You don't need a book. You don't need a guru. You just need to take what I'm about to share with you right now and apply them consistently. Then you'll become successful. Now, do you see? That is called confidence. Confidence comes when you have a philosophy that you really believe. And then, so that's when you can write a book, you can write an article, you can create a video, you can create an MP3, you can create a special report on that philosophy about that particular thing. My friend, I hope you are paying attention, because I am dropping powerful nuggets of wisdom here. And I hope you're just catching them, right? Just, you know, I want this, I want that. So why am I giving you so much? Well, I just want you to be in my circle. That's why I'm trying to. I want you to come on board with me, because I want you and I together to impact and to change the world. Hopefully you've already made a decision that you want to be one of the 1,000 people that want to join forces with me to actually change lives, not just in the United States of America, but all over the world. All right. So I just gave it to you. Develop a philosophy on every topic, on every subject. Okay. Then Be willing to stand firm. Do not waver, because if you go on a stage, you tell the audience to do something, and then you are not confident, you don't really believe it, you are not convinced and persuaded yourself, guess what? The audience will never be convinced. They will never be persuaded. They can smell you. They can feel you from a distance. So don't do it. Be willing to stand firm on what you believe. That is your philosophy. And share it with the audience and challenge the audience to go and do it. By the way, I'm challenging you right now to go and develop your philosophies on different topics or subjects. All right? Take care. I look forward to seeing you in another video. Press on.